Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in the U.S. state of Texas say a gunman in an armored vehicle opened fire on police headquarters in Dallas, pounding windows and police cars with bullets, then driving off in a hail of police gunfire before being killed by a sniper. Police surrounded the armored van in a Dallas suburb in the early hours Saturday. Here is Police Chief David Brown.
There are bullet holes in squad cars where officers were sitting. There are bullet holes in the front lobby where our staff was sitting. And one staff member had just walked away to get a Coke. If they had stayed there during the ordeal, they would have been shot, we believe, and killed based on the trajectory of the bullets.
Cache of pipe bombs planted outside police headquarters exploded when a robot tried to remove it. Brown said that could have been a fatal explosion if anyone had been nearby. Dallas is the third largest city in Texas after Houston, and San Antonio has a population well over 1 million. Hillary Clinton held the first major rally of her run for U.S. president, delivering a feisty, humorous, and personal speech Saturday, outlining a progressive agenda, promising to promote equal opportunity and to fight for a hard-pressed middle class.
I believe we have a continuing rendezvous with destiny. Each American and the country we cherish, I'm running to make our economy work for you and for every American.
Clinton, a Democrat, launched a stinging attack on the Republican Party, referencing the crowded field of candidates as out of touch with a diverse electorate. Former Secretary of State and First Lady told voters she understands their problems, speaking about her mother, who worked as a maid after being abandoned. Speaking to reporters in Tehran on Saturday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the long-running talks with world powers are making progress for the June 30th deadline for a complete nuclear agreement, but some issues still remain, referring to a key issue that the U.S. and its European allies have emphasized, inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities. Mr. Rouhani said Iran will not allow inspections that would jeopardize its state secrets. In a final agreement, Iran would limit its future nuclear development and the West would lift sanctions that have curtailed the country's economy. Activists are saying that Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border. Comes amid intense fighting between the two sides. Fighting has forced thousands of residents to flee into Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees also gathered near the Turkish border on Saturday. It was an attempt to escape the violence. Kurdish forces have been planning a major offensive against Islamic State inside of Syria. And it's those ethnic tensions in Iraq and Syria appear to be undermining efforts to defeat the Islamic State. Iraq's army depends on cooperation with local militias to drive out the militants. But while the armed ethnic groups fight to reclaim their territory from the terrorists, they're also clashing among themselves. Zlatit Sahok reports.
As Kurdish forces prepare a major offensive against Islamic State in Syria, hundreds of civilians are fleeing into Turkey. A Turkish official has accused the Kurds of driving out Arabs from the areas they capture. The United States supports Kurds in their fight against Islamic State, but is warning against sectarian violence. Meanwhile, members of the Druze minority in the Middle East have called on the international community to protect their brethren in Syria, where the al-Nusra Front recently killed 20 Druze villagers. Several groups fight Islamic State and al-Nusra Front in Syria, including government forces, but they also fight each other. Zlatit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
Obama administration has transferred to Oman 6 lower-level Yemeni detainees from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where each had been held for more than a decade. Latest release brings the population at Guantanamo to 116. One day after fellow House Democrats blocked congressional approval of legislation President Obama says he needs to complete, a 12-nation Pacific trade deal the president Saturday pleaded for a change of heart. House, with 28 Democratic votes, approved legislation that would allow the president to negotiate the Pacific trade deal and another European nation deal. But 144 Democrats blocked a measure providing retraining workers who lost jobs because of those deals.
That's the latest world news from VOA.